You're tuned into KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guests today are here to talk about two upcoming workshops sponsored by Northern Light United Church and Juno Community Foundation. Welcome, KJ Metcalf. Hello, KJ.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. And Ray Pastorino. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Let's start with introductions. I was hoping you might both introduce yourself and tell us how you're affiliated with these workshops and how they, what's your connection to the workshops that'll be happening this weekend and next week. So KJ, let's begin with you.
Okay. Over the years, maybe now 60 years, I've worked with men and youth who have at risk and have been traumatized. Most have been in prison, and kind of a coach and a mentor when I can be to bring these folks back into community and help them heal. And I started, well, I might go back a number of years in the 60s. My wife and I here in Juneau were temporary house parents at the Juneau facility that had young kids, very young kids, that had been separated from their parents by some kind of court action. And it was called the Juneau Receiving Home, and it was located right where the Yacht Club is now located. But we were dealing with these kids, and there were a lot of strange behavior, and it just came to me that I really had no idea what was going on. And so over the years, I've learned about trauma, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, and a number of other things that have tremendous impacts on people. And so we had an opportunity to participate in one of these workshops, very similar to the one that's being presented tomorrow. And it was such an eye-opener, pardon me, about how trauma affects each one of us and can affect a whole community. And so it really opened my eyes to the need for care for those who have been traumatized and different ways of healing, which mostly is through restorative practices rather than punitive. So it's a great journey, and it's very rewarding to see when it works.
Thank you, KJ. Ray, how about you? How are you involved with these workshops?
Well, I went to the same workshop that KJ and Peggy went to 2 years ago with my wife, Alex, and it was a 5-day course on learning strategies for trauma awareness and resilience. And what we're going to be doing tomorrow in this first workshop is a condensation of that. I've worked in the area of conflict resolution, mediation, and psychology for about the last 30 some years. And so I have a real deep interest in alternative ways of resolving conflict and approaching it in healthy, healing ways. Both of these workshops are incredibly powerful in what they can present for people. The first one, which will happen tomorrow, is all evidence-based, but it works on from the premises of integrating neuropsychology, trauma healing, resilience, restorative justice, nonviolent communication, transformation, and spirituality. So it really recognizes up front that trauma is a foundational principle that and a core experience that drives crime and harm. And this workshop will help us explore that together in a way that we can see how trauma and those core experiences of trauma ripple through our communities, across generations, and across races. I just have a real deep interest in this because I worked as a criminal lawyer and administrative law judge for a period of years, and I didn't really find that as very resolving of issues because so many issues were missed are not addressed, or people who should have been participating in the problem were not present. And this has been a real refreshing change and trend. It's kind of a paradigm shift that's been occurring quietly over the last 20 years, and we're just happy to be able to bring some of it to Juneau with these wonderful people that have been doing it for quite a while.
The first workshop is tomorrow, October 24th, that's Saturday. It's an all-day course beginning at 9 a.m., and it's online. The title of the course is Learning Strategies for Trauma Awareness and Resilience in a Single Day. KJ or Ray, would you please tell us what the attendees can expect?
Yeah, Ray, you want to respond to that?
They can expect to go through the whole STAR-LITE model, which helps the participants identify and become more aware of all the various ways that trauma can present itself in their lives or has presented it in their lives, and see how that plays out in life, in culture, in their communities. And so that training works on that, to recognize these root causes, and actually experientially the participants will go through that whole process of exploration of trauma and the role it plays in their lives and other people's lives, and then move to looking at the kinds of strategies that can be utilized effectively for not only individual resilience, but for racial healing, equality, and cultural competence.
Thank you. And the next workshop is going to be Monday, November 2nd. It's also an all-day workshop, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's called Restorative Justice 101. Now, I'm sure I would find out if I signed up for the workshop, but what is restorative justice? Can you define the term? Maybe KJ?
Yeah, I might speak to that a little bit. I've got a story that happened right here in Southeast Alaska a couple of years ago. A fellow I was working with who had been badly traumatized over the years. You know, and these traumas are deep, serious wounds that people carry, but they're invisible. And he had been abused as a child. He was an older man. He had been through violence and a number of other things, traumatized. He'd been in the war in Vietnam. He came out of that badly damaged. And his crime had been sexual abuse of minors in a village where he lived. And he'd served his time, but he'd never really been healed. He was an alcoholic, and he went back to the village on the ferry, and folks in the community knew he was coming back, and a contingency met him and pulled him to a side and said, "If you come back in the village, we will kill you." And they put a gun to his head and said, "You have done terrible things to some of our people, and you're not to come back here or you're dead." And so he got back on the ferry and left, and he died this last Christmas of overdosing on alcohol, and purposely, as his life was a shambles and he never healed. An almost identical situation happened in a different village, where the same kind of man was returning to the village, and the elders met him and said, "Welcome back, son. You are one of us, and we're glad that you've come home, but your behavior is not welcome. So we will welcome you into our community, but we will watch you and we will help you heal. But if you are to repeat your behavior that puts you in jail, you will not be welcome here. So one was a punitive kind of reaction, and the other was what clearly is a restorative practice. And I can't explain it probably any better than that example. One is caring for the person, not caring for the behavior, but helping that person heal, knowing that their crime does not define who they are, that there is a better, wonderful person behind that crime, and you need to work to bring that person out and have that person prevail.
Okay.
Yeah. Shelley, yeah, that workshop, the Restorative Justice, will be a workshop where the participants are actually going to be able to learn to differentiate between, because there are a lot of processes out there, but they'll be able to differentiate between that which is restorative and that which is punitive and not restorative. And for example, it goes beyond, although it deems important accountability, it goes beyond the questions of what laws have been broken, who did what do they deserve, to things like who has been hurt, do they need help, what are their needs, should they be involved in this process, how can they be involved, how can the fabric of those relationships be repaired in a way that helps them or anyone else in the community harmed by this. So restorative processes have a big, broad, general sweep, and are more community driven by people who care about other people and are interested in addressing the underlying needs that and relationships that normally aren't addressed in some of our more formalized processes that deal with crime or wrongdoing. So this workshop will help people become really familiar with differentiating, and then we'll experientially begin to work on developing restorative models and practices for their own communities, not just here in Juneau, but hopefully throughout Southeast.
It was expressed to me once that to develop a restorative process does not take a roadmap. It takes a kind of a compass bearing. So there's a lot of direction, but and we hope that folks who take these workshops will then go out and develop a restorative practice for something in their life or some issue in their community. And I might add that the second workshop is a limited workshop. It has 20 slots, and those have been filled, but I would urge people, and I'll give you the directions in a second, how to sign up for them, to go ahead and be put on a wait list. And it appears that we will have a second workshop, a repeat of that November 2nd workshop. So there will be hopefully a time when folks can take that, but it would be important to be on the wait list.
Well, I know. Sorry, guys, we are just about out of time. So thank you for sharing. I can tell how enthusiastic you guys are about these workshops, and it's very important to address trauma and resilience right now. But with the last couple minutes we have, could you please tell us how to sign up for the workshops?
Sure. If you go to the Northern Light United Church website, there's a link on there where you can find the workshops, and there will be embedded links in that for you to sign up for both workshops. The workshop tomorrow is open until 8 a.m., so you need to either sign up this evening or early tomorrow morning if you want to be part of it. And the cost is $100 or as much as you can pay, so no one will be turned away. And there are 60 slots for the workshop tomorrow. And the workshop on the second, there's 20 slots. It's much more an experimental workshop, and one where it's hands-on. So it's necessary to have that with fewer people. But anyone is welcome and urged to take us. It's a great opportunity.
KJ Metcalf and Ray Pastorino, thank you so much for telling us about these workshops today. Good luck. I hope you have great turnout. And thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you.